1988.
Live, you are invited here to take control of the airwaves toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. All I have to say right now, if you try calling that number, it's going to be busy because every single line is loaded up, and I got to give our callers credit. Every single person held through the entire news break, which is pretty rare in talk radio. Normally people, you know, they get sick and tired of waiting and they bail out. So thanks for everybody for being so patient.
A lot of people believe that Free Talk Live's like those other shows out there where they're going to just pick the people that agree with the host.
Or oh, no.
Just pick the people that disagree with the host or whatever it is that, you know, causes them to pick. But here on Free Talk Live, you can call about whatever you want, and we try to get to everybody as quickly as we can.
Absolutely, and we're going to do that here. But just to bring you up to speed, in case you're just tuning in, kind of the bulk of the show has been focused around a news story where an 18-year-old EMT, freshly certified EMT, was arrested for felony charges in Ohio at his technical school that he was attending for having his EMT knife in his car during school. And he's, again, facing a felony. He's already been expelled from school. He's probably going to not be able to get into the military, which was his intention.
Well, he's been kicked out of the military from his early enrollment.
Pending him being found guilty, he has been kicked out. If he is found guilty, he will be kicked out. If he is found not guilty, then in theory he could continue on in his military path. So that led into a larger conversation about zero tolerance and the insanity that we're constantly seeing out of government schools. And there's no shortage of stories like this. This young 18-year-old male is not even the first story like his that we've talked about in the last 2 years. We've talked about at least three that I can recall.
It seems like one in the last 6 weeks.
Within the last few months, for sure. So that's kind of been the major
discussion
here.
They're getting boring.
It's led to a lot. Well, that's just it. Yeah, it's like it's so common now. I'm wondering, should we even be bringing it up because it's so common? This probably happens somewhere near where you live as well. But again, we'll go to your phone calls and thoughts. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We go first to David. He's in Charlottesville, Virginia, listening to WCHV. Hey, David.
How are you doing, sir?
Welcome. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. I've been holding for a while. I appreciate you taking the call. One, I don't know which one of you gentlemen it was, made a statement in one of the earlier segments. I guess it was with one of the first callers. The lady that called and had the conspiracy theories about the children going into the military and trying to weed out people. You're familiar with that call?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Well, at the close of that statement, or the close of her call, one of you gentlemen had said that you didn't believe that a person could be a Christian and be in the military at the same time.
Yes, I said that.
Okay.
And I believe that.
Okay. And you also said you posed a question of whom would Jesus kill? Do you recall saying that?
Yeah, who would Jesus murder?
Well, that's the thing. It hinges on your definition of murder. What is murder? Murder is the shedding of innocent blood. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Well, the question of who would Jesus murder, I mean, I don't know your religious beliefs, and I agree with you on a whole bunch of issues. But Jesus would kill quite a few people. And in fact, if you read Revelation 19, he does just that.
Who's he killing in Revelation 19?
Well, he's coming and he puts an end, if you hold Christian belief, you read the Bible and you read Revelation 19, it would tell
lots
you.
Lots of Christians don't believe Revelations at all, and many of, and Revelations was,
okay.
I mean,
who does he kill? I want to know. Who does he kill?
It was a disputed book when they put it in, too.
Well, I'm going to ask you this, sorry, you don't want to look at Revelation. What about Luke? Do you think all Christians transcribed to the book of Luke?
Well, I think that most of them do.
Wait, we got lost. I'm sorry. I haven't read that part of the Bible, so can you just refresh our listeners like me? Who did Jesus murder in the Bible.
Well, you said kill, Ian, so let's go with kill.
Yeah. Who did he kill?
He didn't kill anybody as of yet, but there's not the finished product of the story. But he did tell his disciples in the book of Luke, he did say that if you have no sword, stake your coat, sell it, and buy you one. Why would he tell his disciples to do such a thing if he didn't have intentions on them using it?
Well, I think that's interesting, and they certainly did. And I think Jesus, the character Jesus, which is, as he's portrayed in the ancient text, is difficult to pin down. Because in one moment, he's the Prince of Peace, right? Like beating your swords into plowshares. The next moment, he says to sell your cloak and buy a sword after you've beaten your last sword into a plowshare. I mean, why didn't I sell my cloak and get a plowshare? He says to render under Caesar what is Caesar's. Suggesting that somehow you're, you know, to some people that you're supposed to follow the law. In Romans, Paul's very clear about that. Jesus is a little wishy-washy. And so it leads us into a situation. Oh, and then he stands against the legalists like the Pharisees and the Sadducees and their definitions of the law. So it's really difficult to pin him down on these particular issues.
Well, I guess my point would be that It hinges on what your definition of murder. If you go by the logic that you have given out for Christians in the military, let's just take another issue, for example.
Well, before you go on, I don't want to argue over definitions, because it seems to me, maybe my understanding of Jesus is mistaken, and you sound like a Christian guy, so maybe you can clarify it for me. But when So when I was going to church, was my understanding that Jesus was all about peace and forgiveness and love, loving thy enemy and things like that. Are you saying that that's not the Jesus that you know, that the Jesus that you know would not be in favor of peace and forgiveness, but instead war?
No, he also said, blessed are the peacemakers.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes peace, as you well know, in this world is comprised with men whose hearts are desperately wicked, and we see it all over the world.
Huh? Especially in Washington, D.C.
What does that mean?
I wholeheartedly.
Are you saying the politicians and the soldiers are peacemakers?
In certain circumstances, they are.
That is the most twisted thing that I think I've heard on the show tonight.
Many times the military is employed in peacetime situations, Operation Restore Democracy in Haiti.
You're telling me that you do not believe that when atrocities are happening, such as, let's take for example, World War II, when the Jews were being exterminated, do you not believe that somebody with a decent nature had to stand up and put an end to that evil?
Do you think that the United States government got into World War II because of the Jews?
Well, that's not what I'm saying.
I just want to make it clear.
The principle of it is sound.
Right. Okay. So, yes, I think that's fine that you can get involved if you wish. However, you shouldn't drag other people into it. Let's not forget the United States government that did not get into World War II because of the atrocities.
They didn't even know about it.
Committed. There's some debate there, but you can see what FDR says about Jews, and you can see he's no fan at all, or obviously Asians.
Neither really has any administrative power that we've had in government, because they're so worried about their own ends. I'm talking about the individual person who joins the military with the heart to defend this nation.
Yeah, you don't get to peace through violence, and I think Jesus understood that, and that there's so many Christians who are confused about it. It's pretty sad. Thanks for your call, David. Appreciate hearing from you tonight.
One thing I'd like to point out to David, I do think that when you join the military, you may join for all the right reasons, but that doesn't mean that you'll get employed, because you then become a government tool, and that does not mean that you will be employed in all the right ways.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason that you did it doesn't mean that you will have done the right thing, and those things are important to know. Secondarily, the concept of a just war wasn't introduced into Christian doctrine until about 1000 AD. The first 1000 years of Christianity, Christians couldn't participate in the military in good conscience. I recommend everybody look up St. Martin of Tours. You know, he's Roman soldier. You can go take a look what things were like in the third century, a lot closer to when Jesus was around. Secondarily, if you don't think that Christianity's been corrupted, take a look at Hardcore History Show number 41, Thor's Angels.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact in helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox Coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live Saturday edition of the program. Toll free number is 855-453. You can join us online. Just drop on by freetalklive.com. Create the content on the front page of the website and get interactive in a variety of other ways. We got a webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners because our chat room is built into the same page as the cam. You can go there and do all that for free. Unlike those other talk show hosts that want to hide their cams behind paywalls, you just go and watch and listen and interact all free over at cam.freetalklive.com. Something else that's free, you go to bigheadpress.com and read some great comic books.
Right, and Quantum Vibe is their serial comic that they're updating on a daily basis. If you can imagine, it's really difficult to find a comic that's updated on a daily basis. And this isn't a strip. This is... this is art. You can go take a look at bigheadpress.com in order to see all of their options. I believe it's quantumvibe.com to see their daily comic. And they're now on volume 2. It's really great. You can get the volume 1, the full color, 161 pages. It's available on Amazon, barnesandnoble.com. And it is also available directly from the publisher, bigheadpress.com.
All right, let's continue here, going with more of your calls and thoughts to the phones. And the phone, we go to Terrence listening in Pennsylvania to WEEO-FM. Hey, Terrence.
Hey, how are you, fellas?
Everything's great.
Hey, great. Go ahead.
Okay. I just wanted to comment. You were talking about freedoms and or lack of freedoms that we are losing. I would just remind you that so there were 200 years ago, there were 2 billion people on the planet. Today, there is 7 billion people on the planet. And your other caller mentioned God. What does God see when he looks down from the firmament? He sees 50% of his image and likeness is malnourished. He sees 60% of his image and likeness is illiterate. They can't even read right. In this country, we know how to read right, but it does not save us from ignorance. He sees 50% of the world's population lives in the temperate zone. And the temperate zone makes up less than 10% of the land mass. He sees that 50% of all of the world's wealth is in the hands of 6% of the people. What he sees is not good. I think we are doomed as species. Now, your lack of freedom, I would remind you that we are in laws of physics that we have no control over. I mean, period. You every centimeter of your skin has, 100,000 microbes on it. You got over 300 microbes in your digestive tract. You wouldn't live a day without them. Okay, so we're surrounded by a microbial world. We certainly don't have any control over our sun, okay, that has sunspots and is burning 15% hotter than it did when it was born. It's going to go through its hydrogen. Then it's going to start burning its helium. So there are all kinds of laws and physics that we have no control over, so there is no freedom. Freedom is just an illusion. Now, I would suggest when beating up the government, let's just...
Hold on. There's a difference between freedom from the constraints of the real world and freedom from other hairless monkeys sticking guns in your faces and telling you what to do. I mean, okay. That's the terminology we're trying to use here.
All right. Okay, let's talk about these hairless monkeys, okay? I would remind you that somebody came up with the idea of strip mining a long time ago. Bad idea. Yeah. Somebody used to send kids down to the coal mines without a dust mask. Bad idea. Somebody didn't know about crop rotation. You ended up with a dust bowl. How about the invention of lead into gasoline? Okay, take engine knockout. Okay, and lead is a neurotoxin. You know how long it took people to realize that had to be taken out of
gas? It's still happening.
How about
lead still in fuel? Lead is still in fuel around the world. And the point that I would like to make to you is, in English common law, the king actually circumvented rulings by local judges that people be held responsible, nobles be held responsible for their crops, polluting the crops of serfs, and he instituted star chambers. Governments have been protecting the rich over the poor the whole time that governments have existed. Why do you think that governments were put in place?
Well, I don't disagree with that. I would say to you that the spirit of John Brown is crying out to rise up slaves and corporate rule. But there are all kinds of examples of no...
It's not the corporations, my friend. Corporations are constructs of the state. The corporations cannot exist without the state. The state is a corporation.
I would suggest to you that when they gather the cocoa beans to make the billion-dollar chocolate industry. You need to see what goes on at the gathering of that cocoa bean. How about gold and silver? Do you think some man died for gold and silver? How about those blood diamonds? Don't they
diamonds, yeah.
Really nice? I mean, all I'm saying is there are all kinds of examples, palm oil, bananas. There are all kinds of examples of mankind doing all of the wrong things. Now,
yeah, there absolutely are, and I agree with you on all of those points, Terrence. The last thing I want to do is let those same men who want to control their fellow man and women, let those same men have the reins of power and give them even more control over people, which is, of course, what we have now, because those very same people who are doing the things you're talking about have their buddies that are, you know, basically getting paychecks from them in the halls of power, in governmental positions to protect them from liability for their actions. So, of course, the government and the state is not the solution to the problem of these evil corporations. The government and the state, they're there to protect those people. And I thank you for the call tonight. 855 453. We continue here and we'll go to Stephen, listening in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Stephen.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Okay. I wanted to strike at the root of the issue of the young man in Ohio.
Yes, the EMT who's been arrested for having a knife.
Right. This is just another instance of a victimless crime law. He didn't victimize anybody.
It's actually not even a law. It's a school rule.
Well, it must be a law.
Right. When I say law, I meant like a custom of that school's regulatory system.
But, it's a law. He's wrong. The fact is the kid was charged with a fifth-degree felony or class 5 felony,
sure.
So it's a law bringing a knife onto government property.
Right, and I find this tantamount to the marijuana prohibition today as well as alcohol and gold prohibition in the 30s. It's just bureaucrats trying to control people. I don't really think it has anything to do with anything else.
Yeah, I no doubt about it, but what do you do about it?
Well, I was specifically calling in. I'm not calling for an answer. I was calling in referring to trying to enlighten some of the previous callers who were saying that they think he should be punished for this. I wanted them to kind of look at it from a perspective of the action hasn't victimized anybody. So when he goes to court for this, he's going to stand in front of the state. He's not standing in front of a person who was harmed financially or physically.
I don't know
that's
going to
stop
most of the callers or people listening. The fact is that with the malum prohibitum laws, I think it's like 90% of the arrests in America are malum prohibitum. They don't have victims. I mean, this is a nation that's completely desensitized to the idea that there needs to be a victim for a crime.
Stephen, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate it. 855-453 is the toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. Still plenty of time for you and your thoughts here on this live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. There's more coming up.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control here on Free Talk Live, where you can bring up anything that you want. You don't necessarily have to talk about this EMT who's been charged with a Class 5 felony in Ohio for... well, doing his job. He had an EMT knife in his EMT kit.
He's in an EMT in training. I mean, he's not.
No, he's certified.
He's certified?
Yep. Story says he's certified.
Oh.
He's freshly certified at age 18.
But he was taking the firefighter classes and those sorts of things at that vocational technical school.
Yeah, I think so. But anyway, he's certified to be an EMT, according to the story at theblaze.com.
All right, all right.
But either way, he has his EMT kit in his car, and there's a knife in that kit, and there was some tip that was sent into the school. Who knows who sent it in? Anonymous tip, supposedly, that said that he had a YouTube channel where he was talking about home protection. And so the suggestion was that he had some sort of weapon. They went and searched his car in the parking lot and found the knife. Now he's looking at a felony, and I don't know how much time you get for a Class 5 felony in Ohio, but it's probably some time behind bars, which, of course, will ruin his chances at joining the military, which is something he wanted to do. He's also talking about becoming a firefighter or police officer, which will also make it near impossible for him to do that if he gets convicted of this. In fact, there is actually a little bit more to the story. We didn't get a chance to get to it. You can call in about what you want to share with us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and we've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. If you care about online privacy, you really need ProXPN. ProXPN is a global virtual private network that allows your online data to be encrypted back and forth. So before what you're doing gets to your ISP, because when you send something out from your computer, it first goes to your internet service provider, whatever company they are, and then they send it to the appropriate next route to wherever it is it's going on the internet. And when they're doing that, normally, if you don't have ProXPN, they're examining your requests. They're logging every website you visit and probably every search term that you enter, and they're keeping those logs in some cases for up to 5 years. So you can stop that from happening right now by going to proxpn.com/FTL. They've got a free account, so what I mean is you can go now and get started with ProXPN. Try it out and see how you feel about this program for Windows, Macintosh, iOS, or Android devices. Plus, if you're using Linux, you can get setup instructions. It's a little different, but it works, and it's pretty easy, actually. So whatever your system, you can use ProXPN and protect yourself from your internet service provider knowing what you're doing online, because ProXPN doesn't log your internet surfing habits. And you can go and get started with that over at proxpn.com/FTL. Now, you're going to want to upgrade to the premium account because with the premium account, you get no bandwidth limitations, so unlimited bandwidth, and you can select your server around the world, which really comes in handy if you want to make it look like you're coming from a different country. When the website you're visiting, you know, a lot of them know where you're coming from. Well, if you're using ProXPN, they won't know where you actually are. They protect your privacy in that way as well. Plus, you can get around, like blocks. So if you're at a workplace or at a school or in another country where they have restrictions on internet, you don't have those restrictions if you're using ProXPN. And again, you can put it on your laptop, you can put it on your handheld device, you put it on your desktop, proxpn.com/FTL. Use our discount code to get 20% off the price of their premium account, which also allows you to do things like privately torrent, really cool feature. FTL20 is the promo code you need. That's 20% off for the lifetime of the account. And if you get the annual plan, that breaks the price down to $5 a month when you use our discount code FTL20 at proxpn.com/FTL. Pay with Bitcoin to save even more. proxpn.com/FTL, code FTL20. As we continue with you and your thoughts, we go first to Steve. He's in Maryland listening to WEEO FM. Hey, Steve.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I just wanted to make a comment about that fellow in Ohio, and I think common sense is going out the window here. I know when I was a kid, we all carried pocket knives. Mm. And I almost believe...
Were you stabbing each other? Were there stabbings happening regularly at your school or even irregularly?
I think it's, you know, a common sense tool that everybody should carry.
Yeah, they come in handy in a lot of situations, even if you're not an EMT.
You got to open boxes. I do some farm work. I wouldn't call myself a farmer.
Gave my son grief on the jobs because he didn't have a pocket knife to open boxes or cut the strapping off materials.
Indeed.
And in kindergarten, you know, I went to school with my Roy Rogers six shooters on. We didn't get in trouble for that.
But there must have been fights, right? Yeah. I mean, back in
there was always the fights, and there was always that sort of thing, but. You know,
would people ever draw out their knives during the fights? And, you know, would somebody get shanked during a fight?
I don't recall any of that.
No.
Yeah, me either. I know we carried pocket knives.
School, you know, I grew up outside of D.C. in the suburbs. You know, I drove a van and had a little dirt bike put in the back of the van. In the van, I had camp stoves, fishing rods, .22 rifle, shotgun, all the things that a kid... You know, a teenager.
Hey, you'd be in prison for life today.
Right. Yeah. They'd bury you under the jail.
I mean, even in the Catholic school, we carried the pocket knives, and we had an asphalt playground, so the little strips of grass, we would, you know, do that little penknife tossing game at a target, you know?
Oh, wow. You're even playing with the knives openly in school. Man, those were the good old days.
There was nothing, never any concern about any of this. And I hope that the census fellow was certified that common sense will rule too, that he's certified, he's qualified to have these knives. He's
in his car, even. They weren't even on him. I hope you're right too, Steve, but I don't expect a judge to do the compassionate thing in this case.
I have to say that I think that they will. It just seems so crazy.
Thanks for your call, man. I appreciate you sharing the old ways with us, Steve. Thanks for making the call tonight. 855 450 free.
I still can't get over my neighbor telling me how they used to carry their guns to school and they left them in the coat room. He brought his rifle with the intention of shooting dinner.
Timothy is with us. He's in Alabama. And Timothy, you're on Free Talk Live via Skype.
Good evening, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
Sound great. Go ahead, Timothy.
Hey, this story in Ohio is just totally off the scale. Your partner right there is a volunteer firefighter, and so am I in my community. And We carry stuff? You know, they would probably, if they went through either one of our turnout gear, coats and pants and so forth, and found the stuff that we carry to, you know, carry out our job with, we would probably put under the jail as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. Sharp things.
Very sharp things. And, you know, good God, what if this kid had driven a fire truck, to, you know, as a as a personal vehicle to the school with axes and pry bars and all that other stuff on there? What would have happened then?
Yeah, he wouldn't be the first person that has been able to take a city vehicle or town vehicle and go somewhere with it. I've been able to take the brush truck to places.
Yes, so have I. And this has just gotten way out of hand, and I'm tired of it. I really am. You're hearing stories like this all the time now.
It's true. There's no shortage of them, but people don't know what to do about it, Timothy.
You call me Tim. I hate Timothy.
Sorry about that. It's your name on Skype.
That's my full name on Skype, but everybody calls me Tim.
All right, Tim.
No, anyhow.
To change that.
No, you're right, and I wish there was an easy solution to that.
There's no easy solution because, you know, the typical kind of run-of-the-mill excuse, blow-off, answer is, well, you should run for school board if you don't like it. Well, how's that been working out?
No, that hasn't worked out at all. And, yes, and you know what? There is an easy solution, and you all mentioned it a few minutes ago. Plain old American common sense.
Now, apparently it's not so common. I thank you for the call tonight, Tim. Appreciate hearing from you. Again, I think the Free State Project's probably the best option out there to bring people who actually understand liberty. And just because you are against zero tolerance doesn't mean you understand liberty. You're just right on that issue. If you understand that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free and that you should be able to live your life how you want, so long as you don't hurt anybody else, those are the kind of people that we need to come to New Hampshire and get active here, all to concentrate our efforts in one place. There was actually a caller earlier who was, unfortunately we didn't get to him, he hung up before we got to him, but his point was going to be, well, why don't you libertarians go into all the communities in the country? And that doesn't work. There are libertarians in all across the country. The problem is there's only a few of them. So the idea
can't get anything done.
Right, the idea behind the Free State Project is let's get those few libertarians all in the same place, and then, well, we'll see some progress. In fact, we already have. More coming up in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live. Your calls are next.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of Victor, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these Victor starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-564-6941. The revolutionary Victor design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no unhealthy tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love without restriction, no matter where they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with Victor. Again, free Victor starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
A healthy heart is a happy heart, and a healthy heart means a happy body. Friend, if you're suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, or arthritis, you've got to try Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. Try finding that in a pharmaceutical. Go to hbextract.com. That's hbextract.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life with Heart and Body Extract.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Moments remain, probably not enough time for you if you're calling in now, but if you're already on hold, we're going to do our best to get you on the air tonight. If you don't get on tonight, there's always tomorrow night. That's right, Free Talk Live is on 7 nights per week. Now, I won't be here tomorrow, but Mark, you will be on the live Sunday edition of the show.
Yeah, I do Stephanie, the Sunday show.
With Stephanie and Brian as well. I'm sure they've been having fun with their anarchy show in your absence. They always do that stuff when you're not around.
I'm delighted.
So you can join them all tomorrow night, freetalklive.com. If it's not on your local talk radio station, go ahead and give them a call and talk to the program director and ask them real nicely to take all 7 nights a week of Free Talk Live. If they don't take anything, then ask for something. And if they take some, then ask for more. And do it nicely. You never know what will happen when you ask real nice like for something. So you can go, by the way, to amp.freetalklive.com. You want to help us get on more radio stations, even in places you don't live? You can help us out with that. The AMP program is one of the ways that we can get on more radio stations. But something else we're doing with AMP right now is we've got a fundraising drive. We're getting matching dollars from a group of generous contributors. These guys have said they'll pay up to $950 a month in matching dollars. We've got around $750, $800 a month right now that's coming in. So we're looking to raise that remaining $150 or so dollars and have that matched by these generous people. So you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com for $5 a month, which is like becoming one for $10, because you do $5, and then one of these other guys will kick in the other $5. And what we're doing right now is we're doing a Google AdWords campaign where we're advertising Free Talk Live to people who aren't necessarily looking for liberty-oriented talk radio online. Because typically when we're talking about online listeners, we're talking about kind of the choir, people who already believe in the ideas of freedom, who are kind of seeking libertarian talk radio. It's easy to find Free Talk Live if that's what you're looking for. But we want to find people who are just looking for talk radio, searching for things like that on Google, and Google AdWords makes that pretty easy. We're raising money to do this. We're already running the Google AdWords, but we'd like to bring some more money in so we can increase the budget and, you know, hopefully get more clicks and more listens as a result of
that. Larger budget, more clicks, more listens.
Exactly. Google will always take more money from you if you've got it and give you more clicks as a result. So we want to get more internet listeners as well as radio station listeners, and please help us with that by going to amp.freetalklive.com. become an amplifier for $5 a month, and then that money will be doubled. If you become an amplifier for $10 or $25 a month, that'll also be doubled. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only podcast that actually allows you to download episodes that don't have the same commercial load that our normal podcast does, and other perks like the brand new amp-only Facebook group. And I have to say, this is probably the most exciting thing to happen to the Free Talk Live AMP program in the last few years. And I think it was your idea, Mark, if I'm not mistaken.
Super genius.
Yeah. So this is working well. Actually, somebody had posted in the AMP group today, earlier today, about, hey, you know, tell us more about the AdWords program. What are the keywords you're using? And they're making, you know, kind of suggestions to try to help us, because I don't know what I'm doing when it comes to AdWords, but a lot of our listeners actually do. You know, they've got experience with this. So it's cool. The Facebook group has allowed Free Talk Live amplifiers to not only help us make Free Talk Live a better and more effective show as far as, you know, how we reach out to people doing this advertising, but also the amplifiers are just kind of talking about things that they think are interesting. And I think it's a neat addition. It's the newest perk, and you'll get invited to that if you become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones and the fun here, let's talk to, I believe we've got Witt listening in Arizona via the TuneIn app. Hey, Witt.
Thank you. I originally got amped up to call in when I was listening to a gentleman try to make a very relevant distinction between killing and murder. Speaking of libertarians, did I hear one of you correctly dismiss the thought that violence can beget peace?
Dismiss the thought that violence can beget peace. Maybe Ian,
I said I don't believe peace can be achieved through violence.
Okay, because Auschwitz was closed, by the way, down by the Russians through violence. It wasn't closed down by peace huggers and potheads holding up flowers. But
the world is not necessarily more peaceful because people have used violence to respond to violence. An eye for an eye makes the whole world blind, etc. What would have happened had the people not reported to the cities, had the Jews not reported to the ghettos in the first place?
Right. Well, they may have not ended up in ghettos if they had fought back violently, but that's something I wanted to say about libertarians. The original libertarians, the greatest divorce decree in human history, the Declaration of Independence, was also, they knew, was a declaration of war, and it led to the greatest country on God's green earth.
You think this is the greatest country on the earth? This is one of the most violent countries. This country puts the government people in this country put more of their people in jail than any other country in the entire world.
That you can call that an act of violence, but don't project it.
Yeah, it's definitely violence when you put someone in jail.
Forgive me. I don't happen to agree with what you. I don't defend our government putting people in jail for like smoking bud or purchasing bud or even selling bud. Okay, we're on the same page there. I actually am libertarian, but I do know that there are acts of violence that lead to peace. For instance, Fat Man and Little Boy.
Are you really? You're going to
Are you serious?
You're going to defend the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki?
You're a sick, sick individual, Witt. Good luck with whatever it is you're doing out there in life. But wow.
So the defense of the bombing of Nagasaki and Hiroshima is that U.S. Soldiers wouldn't have to go into harm's way. And that much is true. But it's the politicians that would have ordered them in there in the first place. The fact is, Japan was pleading with the United States through Russia at that time for peace, a qualified peace where the emperor got to remain the emperor, being called the emperor. But they gave that to them anyway. They just essentially dropped these bombs for no political purpose at all, except to show the Soviet Union, hey, we got bombs.
It's just horrifying. And I'm sorry, no. I think that, you know, the answer to violence is not more violence. I mean, historically,
I disagree with you on that, and I tend to agree with the caller. The fact is that I do think that there have been instances where one can use force to prevent
violence. Sure, you could defend your family, I think, with defensive force, defensive violence.
But what you asked was who would Jesus kill? And I think that that's an entirely different question. That's that's a question to Christians about a religion, a protest religion that was brought that was wrought out of upset with the Roman government and their use of force and violence. That's an entirely different question of whether or not violence can bring around some level of succor to human suffering.
Right, and the United States didn't need to get involved in World War II in any way, shape, or form, and you look back at the McCollum memo, for instance, and they were actually trying to get the Japanese to use violence against them.
That's a much longer show. Go ahead and take us
off. To get into the war. So all the history shows that violence just begets more violence. Let's continue on here with your calls and thoughts. We've got Richard, listening in Mobile, Alabama, to WAVH. Hello, Richard.
Hello, hello. Hello, can you hear me?
You're on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, yes. I'm just curious if you would venture, since you'd be a libertarian, maybe in Tea Party conservative, kind of, if you would venture to discuss, maybe delve into maybe a little psychobabble as to what you think the new American demographic is under the supposed utopian vision or myth, as I would like to say, of Barack Hussein Obama, the person, the persona of Barack Hussein Obama. You see, under the premise of how we've allowed ourselves as a country to get to a point to where our government is, when we elect a president, we're concentrating our government in the form of a single person. My question is, why are we allowing our government to tell us that we're going to break our own laws, our own constitutional supreme law of the land in order to...
The government's been doing that for two centuries.
Yeah.
The government's been telling us to, whoever us is, the government's been breaking its own constitution for as long as it's had one.
I wouldn't agree with that.
Really? When didn't it?
I'd like
the Alien and Sedition Act under the second president, John Adams, when George Washington was squashed a rebellion that he himself, having led one recently, went and squashed the Whiskey Rebellion and Shays Rebellion. I mean, that Constitution.
Richard, thank you for the call.
Anything about it.
Appreciate it. I wish we had more time. We've got like five calls on hold and can't get to a single one.
Tomorrow at 7 p.m. is the best I can offer you.
Yeah, call right in.
855-450-FREE.
Call right in at the top of the show tomorrow. We'll get you on then. If you didn't get on tonight, please accept our apologies. We'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com. And even if violence stops violence in the moment, it doesn't stop it in the long run.
Neither does peace.
Peace is the way. See you tomorrow.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. May take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
Right now until March 18th, the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have huge deals going to fit any taste or budget. Like Donor Oak Laminate for an amazing 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful carbonized bamboo for just $1.39. Even spectacular Bellawood pre-finished Bolivian rosewood for an incredible $2.99 a square foot. Pick up free samples at hundreds of stores nationwide, plus special financing available and easy professional installation or expert advice for DIYers. But hurry, this sale ends March 18th. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.